you know, there's generally good games against Exeter, and I don't think you can ever plot really at a sequence of results. We tend to win, they tend to win. It's really a draw, I think. We've had some good games in the past, and where we are in the league in relation to each other might add a little bit more spice to it.
Very rarely draws, but would you take a draw this weekend?
I never. Yeah, draws are something to be thought about after the game, and I couldn't bring myself to go and plan for a draw. So I'll tell you after the game whether I take a draw or not. It all depends on how the game pans out. You know, if you get beat 1-0 with a minute to go and you score an equaliser, and obviously you're delighted with it as well. If you win 2-0 and they score 2 in injury time, like it's happened to us a couple of times, you're absolutely devastated. So it's probably the way you get your points rather than the points that you get that really affect you, unless you get 3 and then everything's tickety-boo.
Obviously, they reached the playoff final last year, didn't they? And they're up there again this year as well. So clearly, they've got a formula that works at the minute for them.
Well, you know, he's a good manager. They've got good players, and he's been around the block not once, not twice, probably 3 times. Probably is he the longest served manager in the league?
He's up there, isn't he? Yeah.
I think he's the longest served manager in the EFL, and that's for a reason. He's a good manager.
Hmm. How, with that in mind, then, because obviously they did well last year, and like yourselves are doing well this year. How good a kind of yardstick will it be, do you think, for your team?
Well, yeah, it'd be a yardstick for their team as well, won't it? We generally perform well against the teams who are up at the top, and we know it's going to be a difficult game. But we know we're capable of giving other teams a difficult game as well. So it's one that you're looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, if you go down there and win the football match, that's a terrific statement, isn't it?
Well, it is, and, you know, I alluded to this after Tuesday. It'd be a very, very pivotal game in our history. Yeah, 11 years ago against Exeter, live on Sky, and we won. And I think that was the game that made everybody sit up and take us for what we were, that we were going to get promoted that year. And hopefully Saturday could be another pivotal one.
These type of games, though, and you've got two teams next to each other in the Football League, especially at the top end of a league table, always seem to have a little bit of extra spice to it, a little bit of extra feeling to it, because of the fact that you're playing someone right in amongst you.
I've been saying it for all season. The league is so tight, and there's no outstanding team. I know people might point to Luton as being the outstanding team because of the goal difference and the fact that they've had, you know, 3 games where they've scored 7 goals. Well, 2 sevens and 1 8, but you know, there's still only a point above us. I don't think there's any outstanding team, but I don't think there's any poor team. So every game you play is a battle. And we saw that on Tuesday, you know, and to win any game, you know, it really takes a good effort, and you should celebrate the fact that you've got 3 points every time you play. It doesn't matter who you're taking them off. Obviously, when you're taking them with teams who are around you in the league, it's more satisfying because you feel as though you're doing a bit more damage. But you're still only getting 3 points for us, so it doesn't matter who you beat. Every game we play this year is going to be tough, and every game that gets played in League 2 is a tough game for anybody, and anyone's capable of beating anybody.
I appreciate there's a long way to go still, yeah, but because it's tight at the minute, and I think you said previously this season you only might go down to the wire in terms of who wins promotion, could it come down to goal difference even?
It could, certainly could. You know, everyone knows my thoughts on goal difference. I think your first target at the start of the season is to finish the season with a positive goal difference, because if you finish the season with a positive goal difference, you generally finish in the top 10. So that allays any relegation fears to start with. And then, you know, you've got a chance of making the playoffs, so you've got a chance of going up automatic. And you've got to keep plugging away your goal difference. This will be our 20th game on Saturday. You know, you're 3 games away from being halfway through the season. And if you're still at the top end of the table, preferably in the top 3, halfway through, you know, you've only got half a season to see out. So there'll be a lot of twists and turns before the end of the season. But just got to try and pick up points, and sometimes you get disappointed with a home draw, but when you look back on it, as you said before, you know, you don't go plan to draw, but when you look back, then it's still a point. And you know, when teams are losing around you, them points can be invaluable.
Paul Tisdale said that the performance that they put in the other night was the worst he's seen for a couple of years. I read his quotes this morning. Does that mean it's a good time to play him or a bad time to play him or what?
I don't think there's any good times or bad times to play teams. What will be, will be. I read this quote, actually, funny enough. I couldn't sleep on Wednesday morning. I watched a bit of football and I read some articles. And I think he said it's the most disappointed he's been in the last 3 years, I think. And that's a big statement, it's a bold statement. And he'll be expecting a response off his players.
I know you're a massive admirer of his hat. What are you wearing yourself this weekend?
I won't be trying to. It won't be a hat off.
No?
I hope I'm not saying I've got to take my hat off to them at the end of the game, because I won't be wearing that. No, I think he carries them. Sartori a little bit better than me.
You reckon?
Yeah, I think he's got the shape for it. Really. I don't think my head's got the shape for the hat anyway. Maybe a balaclava.